I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, all right. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello, you, dear listener. Welcome. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host, as always. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at the top of Burnaby Mountain in, you guessed it, Burnaby, British Columbia. And this broadcast takes place and is broadcasted to the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belongs to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem, and much more. So be grateful and thankful for where we are and who we are with as we look forward to the events happening in the Spine for a fantastic city, so-called Vancouver. Lots of cool stuff going on around the, what is it? Is there a word for like the one more app before penultimate? Because I just love using that word of October. It's just, you know, it's the middle of the month. Anyways, I know, you know, all the Halloween shows are coming down the pipe soon enough, but, you know, we still got to throw down where we can. Right about meow. So lots of stuff to see, lots of stuff to hear. We're going to get into it very shortly, and we're going to learn a little bit about some other stuff right about meow.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
From natural disasters to unforeseen accidents, emergency preparedness is a crucial element of maintaining a safe school environment. Canada's diverse geography means schools can be vulnerable to a range of natural hazards, including severe weather, flooding, wildfires, and earthquakes. National School Safety Week is October 17 to 23, and the Canada Safety Council urges schools and communities to focus on strengthening emergency preparedness protocols. Find out more at CanadaSafetyCouncil.org.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics and recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Hey, all right, welcome back. We're having a little meet and greet here for the music and production here at CJSF. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on by. We got some snacks and some cool people to meet, including yourself. It's going to be cool. I grabbed a slice of pizza. Always good. Maybe there's a slice of apple pie left for me when I'm done. We shall see. Not terribly important if I miss it. You know, you snooze, you lose. When it comes to that stuff, backing me today musically is a Philippe Sardet, a French film composer. I recently found a copy of Roman Polanski's Tess soundtrack, of course, by the aforementioned Philippe Sardet. Really nice. Good fall walk movie. If you feel like you want to go into a cinematic mood, recommend it. There's also a really great show on antennas out of Montreal called Cinema Central. Really lovely show. Recommend you check it out if you're into classical film soundtracks. They do a really great job on that. You can catch it on their website. You know, a little cross promotion for other cool radio stations across the country. Shout out to the ICK and Smithers just for having a cool ass call name. CFOV over on the island. Shout out to our island homies on 101.9. CITR over there on UBC land. Very cool. A lot of cool radio people out there. I always tell people, if you're ever new to a city and don't know where to go for cool underground music and seeing what the vibe is, talk to your local community radio station. They know what's up. It's literally their job. Or, you know, at least their passion, you know, to seek and promote local goodies. Anyways, I'm going to do just that. So let's get on the go here. Starting us off today at 7 o'clock at the Fox Cabaret is their monthly 4x4, $4 covers, $4 beverages. They have some rather cheap Jägermeister, so enjoy with responsibility. On deck for this one, this is their 60th edition, it's nuts, 4x4. They got Taleta, Alpha Centauri, Gian Ross, and Tall Mary. I've seen Tall Mary, but the others I have not. But we're going to hear a tune from Taleta soon enough. For fans of Faith Healer from Edmonton, I think. I think you'll like this. I think you'll like it. I checked it out. It's made a nice kind of rock, indie, soft angle on it. Very nice. Back downtown. Sorry. Let's try to do this, you know, geographically. over at the Red Gate at 8 o'clock, you have the Lonely Funeral, Strathcona, the band, not the place, and Papaya Given doing their respective things. We'll hear some music from one of them. Sure, soon enough. I haven't quite figured out which one. Oh, there it is. Wait, no. Oh yeah, it's an album release show for Lonely Funeral. So very cool. Very cool. So go check that out. Go celebrate them. Enjoy releasing their new album. We'll hear some music from them soon enough. Hang tight. Further down the hill on Main Street, over at the Cobalt, we have... Re-say what I was saying earlier. So, Lonely Funeral album release show with Strathcona, Papaya Given at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Come on through. Contravoid coming in with Mutant with a V, with Speak Machine and Total Chroma, all doing their respective things over the Cobalt. Darkwave is alive and well here in Vancouver and coming in from LA, a few of these acts, I believe. What is it? I think Ice Speak Machine is coming in from exactly there. Yes, Los Angeles. The city of fallen angels. I used to know all the lyrics to Tenacious D's first song, Kickapoo, on the Pick of Destiny movie. That was an extremely quotable movie. One of my favorite jokes these days is, you know, kids these days, their jokes only last 2 weeks. Back in my day, we had to make one funny line from Happy Gilmore last 3 years. I mean, look at Monty Python. We've been cracking those jokes for like 40 years. It shows you the longevity of a good joke. You know, kids these days, whatever. I'm only freaking 33, bud. So, you know, I've been around. I know a joke or two. I still dab, even though that by that time that was popular, I was already in my mid-20s. Anyways. I'll continue dating myself here later on. And yeah. What else we got for Friday? We're downtown tonight. We got Minami Deutsch with Mong Tong, along with Adam McDougal and Isaiah Mitchell doing their thing. This is really cool. Mong Tong coming in from Taipei, Taiwan. That'll be very exciting. Really cool music. Kind of experimental. Very moody. Again, good for fall walks. If you ever want to take us on a walk, radio-wise, you can download the app. I believe it's... I don't know if we have one for iOS, but we do have one for Android. There's a CGSF radio app. You can tune in anywhere, anytime, and just, you know, turn it on, tune in, and tune out. What is it? Drop in, tune in, I don't know. Something, dropping acid. Don't do drugs. Very cool. Take us in your pocket, download the app on Google Play, and take us for a ride wherever you take your little walk. And yeah, what else I got for today? That's about it. Thursday's a little chill today. So, yeah, let's see. What do we want to start with? Okay. Let's start off with some music from Taleda here. This is going to be their track Blue Hour off their album Cruel Joke.
Thank you.
Yo, welcome back. That was a cool little track. Yo, rats do be rising up. Some of the toughest rats in the world are in the downtown east side. Those things look messed up. Like, I saw this weird looking rat in my back lot. It had like the rear end of a rat, but the front end of a mouse. Like, it looked literally like the mouse for your computer. It looks like a fat bottom mouse or a tapered ass freaking rat. Either way, very bizarre looking critter, and it didn't even like run very fast, because rats they scamper, they're pretty fast. But this one just kind of just did its own thing, just kind of was like whoop 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 whoop. It's more like a kind of more like little jumps. Weird little rat. If you have any idea what kind of little critter that may have been, please let me know. Drop me a line. On my Instagram. It's a moose.masta, MOOSE, period, MASTA. Drop me a line on Instagram. Show me some weird critters you've seen. There's some weird birds out there. Maybe you've seen a funky rat. You know, I'm just glad the rats don't come inside the building. Can't say the same about the mice. How do you catch your mice, everybody, without killing them? I mean, I have a trap, but like those rats are kind of smart. They don't go near them. It's like they can tell. Generations of dodging rat traps. Remember that movie Mousetrap? Whatever. Okay, I'm off the chain here. Let me tell you a little bit what you just heard. That was I Speak Machine with their track Rats Rise from their album War. They're playing at the Cobalt tonight, Thursday night, with Contravoid, Mutant, and Total Chroma. Very cool. So, EBM, Darkwave, Enjoyers, that's the spot for you tonight. Let me tell you what. Before that, you heard Mong Tong with Anping Pop, which, if you're like me and didn't know what Anping was, it's a district in Taiwan. It's, like, on the East Coast, near Taijiang National Park, like, southwestern portion of Tian City. So very cool. If I ever visit, I'll have an idea of a place in Taipei, in Taiwan, that is not just Taipei. Shout out Taiwan. Next, they're playing over at the Pearl tonight, Thursday night, at doors at 7:30 with Minami Deutsch, Adam McDougal, and Isaiah Mitchell. So sounds pretty cool. Check it out. Live visuals from the Northern Light Show. Shout out to the Aurora Borealis, localized entirely within our freaking world. Also, if you want to just text me your information on what type of critter that was, or literally anything else while I'm on the air here, we do have a text hotline. You can text us at 778-782-2573. What is it? Yeah, I'm right. My brain still works. 778-782-2573. You can text us anything else that's on your mind. Here at CJSF. Ooh, pardon me. A big yawn. Big stretch. I've been sleeping terribly. Something woke me up at like 6 a.m. yesterday. I'm going to blame the moon once again. You know, I'm sure if the moon could talk, it would be real tired of us blaming it for everything. Or if it's actually real, maybe just be cackling all the time, going like, got him. I'm ruining their moods with my gravitational anomalies. Ooh. Anyways, shout out to the moon. Let's talk about Friday. Boiler Room. It's at Pacific Coliseum. Not much of a boiler room if it's a Pacific Coliseum. If I want some authenticity, I need a dank little boiler room. No, I'm kidding. It's cool as hell. There's a crap ton of DJs. Too many to list. But if you like yourself, your techno and techno adjacent stuff, pretty banging show. However, there is an after party Friday night. I'll be there. It's at the Red Gate. Starts at midnight. Bring a snack. Maybe some club mate. Maybe a little yerba. Can you bring me one? I'll be working that night. Come through. Red Gate Boiler Room after party Friday night. Be there. But
If you're not down to throw down viciously into the wee hours of the night, you can go to a sick-ass rock show featuring Gadfly, Cherry Pick, and Chalcedon. What is... There's a word. What is it? What is Chalcedony? Chalcedony? How do you... How is this pronounced? What is it? Chalcedony. Chalcedony. Oh, it's a form of... It's like a cool rock. It's like a lavender kind of looking ass quartz. Very nice. Cool rock. One time I went for a walk before work and I did find like this cool rock at False Creek. And I go to work and I'm like, guys, check it out. I found a cool rock. And instantly everyone perks up like, yo, let me see this cool rock. Everyone's enthralled by the cool rock. So we're all definitely still like, you know, geologists at heart. Or children at heart, for cool rocks. Shout out to cool rocks. Anyways, Chalcedony doing the thing with Gadfly and Cherry Pick. They rock, and they are named after a cool rock. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit, so don't you go away if you're wondering what that rock sounds like. That's at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. 7:30, 8 o'clock show up there at those times, so you'll be on time for something, I'm sure. Apologies to everybody who went to 1882 Pandora Street last week, if you're following my instructions. Bit of a brain fart there, but, you know, close enough. And back in the downtown east side here, we have Bowling for Soup, back at it, 20th anniversary of some album. What is it? Which album? I was talking to my friend who's the TD over there at Rickshaw, and... No, I don't want you to know my location. And it's like, you know, Bowling for Soup. I'm like, I mean, I know of them, but like, do I know the songs off the top of my head to save my life? Probably not. But
yeah, Philip Hazard.
Hey, it's my show, not yours. Anyways, I digress. Pop punk, Bowling for Soup. They're playing with Adam and the Metal Hawks. We'll hear something from them in a little bit here. So don't dilly dally away too much. Well, to hear some cool music. It's happening at the Rickshaw tonight. Doors at 6:30, so get your butt down there. Or go to Seattle tomorrow and catch them over at the Showbox. But, you know, it's a lot easier to just go here. Shout out to anyone who's listening from Seattle. There you go. Over at 438 West Pender, you have Aversions, who I heard is also heading into the studio soon. Or maybe sick and have to skip their studio's time soon. I'm not sure. I think it's the former. Anyways, Aversions are playing a show with Exit Strategy, Script Issue, and Sore Loser, which is the Sean Connery edition of being a sore loser. I'm a sore loser. I've got a wristwatch in my mouth. That's something Bond would say, right? Sean Connery? Is he still alive? Oh, no, he died on Halloween! That's very cool. He died on Halloween in 4 years ago. Ripped to a legend, I guess. That's too bad. The Rock with Nick Cage. I think he did a really good job in that movie. It was Sean Connery, you know? It was a good movie. Anyways, Aversions, Exit Strategy, Script Issue, Sore Loser. Over at 438 West Pender. Be there. Last but not least, if you're in the West Side, Kitsilano area, and you like your all-night...